Hi, everybody. Can you hear me? Okay. Thank you, Joan. That was so nice. And softer stuff. I don't have any. But I'm so happy to read with Judith Vollmer and Ed Ochester, who are my good, dear friends and my teachers and poets who I love so much. So let me start. I'm going to read a couple poems, actually newer than Jackknife, and then read some Jackknife poems. So this is for all you drug addicts out there, and hopefully in recovery. Speedballing. I woke bloody from snorting heroin, rocking myself skinless, the veins in my neck and my pink eyes speedballing blood, shooting up words like all addicts do. I never did heroin, I just snorted it. I never did crack, I just freebased the coke I had. Getting clean, a bigger mindfuck. Pray, they said. Good, they said. Let go. They wanted blood for their spiritual path, and I wanted to please. But inside I was granular, weepy, and I woke wanting frenzy, having never been trained in the sweet good night. When you ask yourself who's the animal, who's the killer, just know they taught us to drink the blood of a man nailed to a cross when we were children. And so fuck it. Fuck sweetness, just fuck it. And every other misguided bedtime story. I skinned myself down to my own idea of bone until the song and the gear shift became my only true loves, shooting up words to stay alive because everybody wants blood. It's just where and how you want to give it. Hi. So last summer I went to West Texas, and in July, I would say don't ever go to Texas in July because it's really hot. It's really hot. It's 105. I was in Marfa, and I thought I just want to see what's there. I stayed inside a lot. So this is a couple poems about that. Is the sound okay over there? Okay. This is called West Texas Love Poem. Spread a map on the hood of your car and try to remember what you wanted. If you want to be seen as yourself, that might not happen. If you wanted the prize, the explosion, the magnificence, run your hands over the map, feel the softness of the paper, the engine heat through the Guadalupe Mountains. Nobody promised you anything, and they shouldn't have. The mint green of the old map catapults you home, home meaning wherever your hand is. The topographical blue lines make you long for old highs and lows, like they were something. Well, they got you here, to this car, this life. Straighten the corners near West Texas. Remember how goddamn lucky you are to be loved. Now get in the car and drive. So this was another Texas poem. This is from my friend Bobby Patek. Some of you might know him. He was the rock shop guy in Shadyside, and you know Bobby, yeah. And I've been thinking about him. I think he's been around. He died a number of years ago, 5 years, I think, and so I was thinking about him in Texas. This is called In Marfa for Bobby. It starts with an epigraph by Sarah Messer. There's no trace of the sky in the sky. I'll have to collapse the air to find you. In this flat brown land, I can't find you. It's so hot here. The Guadalupe Mountains flame up with red dust, in a town called Valentine, a half hour up the road. Drive to Marfa Burritos, Planet Marfa, and Marfa Pizza, with brown workers in 97 degree heat by the ovens, no air. I'm up the road at the new hotel, comfortable, while riots in Memphis, Baton Rouge, St. Paul after police shootings last week. Where am I in this? The world ring of turquoise you gave me on my finger for years, the silver loosening. I'm going to Moonstone, the Marfa rock shop today, to see if I can find you, because the sun isn't giving you up. The sprawling clouds almost blue with the sky. I think you're flying between worlds. Am I making all of this up? Sunday in El Paso, so much Spanish, and almost everyone is brown-skinned. I'm one of the only people with blonde hair, dyed, but feel at home. No one's staring at me like they do in small-town airports like Sheridan or Laramie. On Route 90, I think I see a white whale in the distance. Traveling 12 hours, I know something is tethered to the brown ground. What is it? Closer, it looks like a rounded, cartoony airplane. Am I hallucinating? In the high desert, they say if you don't hydrate, your mind spins out. I keep driving, find the next day it's a surveillance blimp for drug trafficking. And later, we see a drug bust on Highland Avenue. Two Texas state troopers corral a pickup, slashing side panels, lights flashing. They say it's a major drug run from the border. Dirt, dust, cattle ranches. It's unforgiving here, but so beautiful in its straightforward lines. Dirt, house, sky. You can get anything you want here. Skull t-shirts, vintage GTOs, clean as old money. Donald Judd everywhere. Meet Ray, the Aries guitar player, in his orange plaid cowboy shirt, maybe the most real of all. Add some flames and you've got a goddamn scenario. Used to be ranches, old-style windmills. You can live in a yurt or a teepee, get tea with marijuana tincture, Marfa Lawful, Earl Grey chocolate chip cookies, and everything that tastes like something else. What you can't find is a sandwich. Bobby, if I could find you, I'd say hello, and how is your new life? Are you resting or flying? Maybe both at once. The guy at the rock shop doesn't love rocks. I ask him, is Marfa agate for grounding? He says, that's what they say. Do you believe in this stuff? I ask. No, he says. I didn't think so, I say. 5 years since you died, and we're all still missing you. Your head down, holding a rock like it's the first time. Always your brown eyes alive, happy as you lift your head. I'm still here, asking the same questions. There are flames. Change, you would say. A lot of change coming. And I'll do one more sad poem. This, do you know the? I was in Texas, and so I got this book about Towns Van Zandt. You guys know him?
Yeah. Is it?
Yeah. Okay. So he's a guitar player and a singer. And so do you know what the saddest song in the world is supposed to be? No.
About that girl who comes down from the mountain, winds up dead on the street.
No.
Long black veil.
No.
Long black veil.
No, but. No? These sound like good contenders, but it's supposed to be Tecumseh Valley.
That's the one.
Is it? Okay. Okay. Tecumseh Valley. All right. Okay. Okay. Michael Wurster knew. Okay. So this is called The Saddest Song after Towns Van Zandt. if Tecumseh Valley is the saddest song ever written, and if I'm writing out of my heart, and if towns really meant that, sunshine walked beside her, then we're all fucked. And we are. And if her dreams were denied, her pa had died, then I'm saying there's no season that's right for dying. There's no weight that the heart can make light, and I'll never see you again. So, okay. I have a poem for Ed Ochester. And this, I'm not going to explain this, but this poem is about blowjobs. but I can't explain it. Okay. This. let me find it then. Okay. It's called Blue Rider. I met a descendant of Zebulon Pike in Santa Fe. She told me she used to think a blowjob was when you went to the beauty salon to get your hair done. I mean, your hair down there. She shared all this with her teenage friends, and they believed they had questions. If it's a dirty thing with boys, then why do you go to the salon? She thought it was a blow dye job, maybe a blue rider, cobalt for the cold Colorado nights, or a low chaparral for the tough brush and desert browns. One friend said, I was always afraid of it, but now I think I'll get a desert gold. Landing strip the color of homegrown maize. The burning question, if Pike's Peak is one of the biggest cocks in the world, highest of the southern front range, then shouldn't there be a 14er? Thickest, tallest pussy hair west of the Mississippi equals bleached and snow-covered. What would Zebulon say? He was a fan of the front range. Why not the pink granite, sexier than potassium feldspar? Pink front lawn with shaved steps to glory. The choke cherry for thorny S&M, dark red with a too tight weave. When she and her friends made appointments for blowjobs, they sat under the dryers in the salon, their heads fried. My friend, the descendant, found out about sucking, became a blue rider, and the 14,115-foot cock of the Rockies erupted. Okay, and I'm going to end. I guess I should end with an orgasm, but I'm going to end with Muscle Beach, that Jim Morrison poem. Muscle Beach, Venice, 2013. At Muscle Beach, the Nautilus machines empty on the rubber mats. One guy in a bright orange Speedo stumbles around. In his 60s, with a busted-up boombox to his ear, he's weaving and half-dancing to Will You Be My Lucky Star. On his arms, big metal cuffs with studs, veins sticking out the front of his legs, a bunch of young white guys come up with some dollars. He snaps into muscle man pose and smile, then back to weaving. Small poke in the front of his sagging Speedo, he's limping now, breasts pancake flat like an old woman's, hair frizzed, big mustache. He bangs the box when it cuts out, finds Brick House, and starts to snap dance. The Spanish girls scream, go, Poppy. People are smiling, around his neck a big gold Ganesha. Now he's walking in circles between families and everyone's staring. He walks towards a woman and her stroller, wants her to take a picture, give him money. But she says no, no, and turns away afraid. 5 feet later, I run into a wrapper with four layers of chains and beads in 90-degree heat, black sunglasses with heavy gold frames, who says, if you have bad moments, I can make them run like water in the gutter. No thanks, I say. A tiny white dog rides by in a bike basket, everyone cooing. A hot man in a wetsuit peeled down to his navel, water dripping off his face, carrying his surfboard. A woman in a white uniform and purple suede boots, a man in his 80s with a wide-brimmed straw hat, rolls the corner on an old-school bike, his cane and clothes in the basket on back. Signs that say Venice Beach Physicians with logo of hashish underneath, just get it. Young people outside dressed in neon green hospital scrubs saying, come in. Skateboarder flies by, looks 20 but face so old. 50-foot palms line the ocean walk. Seagulls glide past, a Latino man on a Segway and cell phone talking loud, families and kids carrying orange beach towels, lots of Spanish, and someone skyriding over the ocean with a yellow parachute. The smell of dope everywhere. I look back to see the orange Speedo guy lying on the weight pads, Morrison's voice deep in the firmament. This is the best part of the trip. This is the trip, the best part I really like. What'd he say? Thank you.